I die.
Do you fear it?
I don't know. Should I?
It's not the worst thing I ever did.
Hodder Hall. Gothic grey brick beneath winter clouds. A house that looks to have no warmth in it. My home now. It's fitting. There's precious little warmth in me either. Perhaps I should care where I live. But Hodder Hall will serve. As will I.
Some running around playing games. How the other half live, eh? Here you are, miss. I'll fetch your trunk. Is there nobody to help?
I believe they're short of staff. Yes, I know I'm here.
What have you got in this thing?
A life.
No wonder it's heavy.
Just leave it there. I'm sure I'll manage.
Stronger than you look.
Yes. Honestly, it's fine. Just leave it there.
The master of the house paid me well enough. I don't mind earning it.
Oh, Mrs. Ellis, are you early? I'm sure we weren't expecting you yet.
Well, here I am.
Aren't you just? Come on, you're letting in the cold.
You're the maid, I take it.
Yes, miss. Singular. Hardly fair, is it, in a house of this size? Gloria's the name.
Where's the madame's room?
She's in the attic.
Of course she is.
Just leave it here, in the hall. I'll have Benjamin carry it up shortly. It'll give him something to do, other than drinking in the tool shed, that is. Not that I like talking ill of people.
Clearly not. Who's Benjamin?
The gardener, miss. At least that's what he's paid for. You won't see much evidence of him earning the money.
Leave you to it, then.
Thank you.
Should I have offered him something, do you think? Food? Drink?
Depends on the customs of the house, I suppose.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Up to you now, all that.
The master, surely.
He wouldn't trouble himself. Too earthly for him, thoughts like that.
Then I would have offered the driver something for his trouble.
Oh, well, too late now. I'll introduce you to the master. That all right?
Quite all right.
Good. Because we have to get off on the right foot, don't we? If we're going to be working with each other.
I suppose, strictly speaking, you'd be working for me.
Well, yes.
Yes.
But I'm sure you're not one for all that, are you?
Not as long as you're doing your job satisfactorily, no.
Has someone said that? I don't.
Of course not. I just... Perhaps we should start again.
I work my fingers to the bone in the name of the Hodder family. Never had any complaints. Certainly Mrs. Campbell had none.
Mrs. Campbell?
Woman who had the job before you. An excellent housekeeper, Mrs. Campbell. A credit to the hall.
I hope to live up to her.
Don't we all? Anyway, I'll show you through to his master's study.
So you're the only maid. Benjamin is the gardener. You have a cook, of course.
Oh, yes. Mrs. Cutler. And what a great deal she thinks of herself.
It's hardly enough staff for a house of this size.
Well, there's only the master and his sister to look after, of course. But, yes, we could do with a few more pairs of hands. I hope you don't mind the sight of dead things.
Excuse me?
The master has lots of them. Apes and birds and lizards and... Oh, who knows what?
Oh, taxidermy.
What?
Stuffed animals.
Oh, well, whatever you call them. They make my skin crawl, all staring at you. The devil's work to dust, too. I mean, a dog is one thing. Dogs are nice around the place, but you wouldn't keep it after it was dead, would you? Here we are, the master's study.
Come.
I'll leave you to it and see about your trunk.
Thank you.
Might you push me over to the queues?
I'm sorry?
I'm stuck under F.
The bookshelves, sorry. Of course.
A little further.
Oh.
Stop, stop. Parkhouse. Parkhouse. Ah. Heliotrope for good fortune. I'd quite forgotten what an ill-informed oaf Parkhouse could be. Never mind. Yes? Can I help you? I'm rather busy at the moment.
Sorry to interrupt. Catherine Ellis. Your new housekeeper.
Really?
Yes.
What happened to the old one? Oh, yes, of course. I quite forgot about you.
Shall I come back at a more opportune time?
Oh, Lord, no, no. We need you now. With the old one gone, we'll be in chaos. Of course, my sister can't possibly do it. Her bright-hearted peccadillos make that sort of responsibility most indivisible. Her feet are not on the earth, bless her. I'm sure you'd agree.
I'm happy to serve the household to my best capability.
Well, exactly. And that's what we need, yes. Someone who knows what they're doing. You do know what you're doing.
I hope you'll find me quite capable.
I'm sure you are. Only, I seem to remember your experience was limited.
I've been in domestic service for most of my working life.
I'm sure I have your letter of application here. Ah! Yes, that's right. But you're only housekeeper for a matter of months. Langley Court, why did you leave?
I married.
Ah. I see. I suppose that's not likely to happen again.
No.
And your husband, is he...
He died last year.
Oh. Would you mind if I asked how?
He was a sailor on the Bay of Panama.
A sailor? Huh. How exciting! I often wonder if I might have liked to travel. But then there's Clarissa to think of. It must have been wonderful, though. A life on the ocean waves, new horizons, new vistas. A lucky man.
Not really.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
The ship was hit by a blizzard. Some of the crew, under the orders of the ship's mate, climbed the rigging to get clear of the water. My husband was one of them.
And what happened to them?
They froze to death. Stuck to the rigging, became part of it. Solid as the oak.
An act of God. Isn't that what they say? Frankly, it's the sort of behaviour that makes people not like him very much. I doubt he cares. God is nothing if not self-confident. Most murderous despots are. Well, you're here with us now, and I'm sure you'll be a considerable asset. Have you been allocated a room?
The attic room, I believe.
Yes, I'm afraid accommodation is limited. While the hall is large, some of the rooms are... Well, time is unkind to all things, be they brick or flesh.
I'm sure it'll be more than adequate.
Let's hope you will be too. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must get on.
Of course. Do you have any specific rules or preferences as to the running of the house?
Oh, just keep us fed and stop it falling down. Before you go, would you be so good as to send me in the direction of E?
Adequate. Yes, let's hope.
See what I mean?
I'm sorry?
Head in the clouds, or his books, rather.
And your master.
I don't mean anything by it. He's nice enough. Not bad looking, either.
That really isn't an observation you're in a position to make.
Just saying. Want to meet Cook?
Yes, please.
Come and find me. I gotta keep running. If he finds me, then he... you'll do. Yes, indeed, you'll do very nicely.
Are a couple of those for me?
I would hope you have soul enough without stealing one of mine.
I beg your pardon?
Souls, my dear, soul cakes. Well, it's All Hallows' Eve, after all. You must be the new housekeeper, Mrs. Ellis?
Yes.
How lovely. Dolores Cutler, the cook. Welcome to Hodder Hall. We'll do right by you, I can promise you that much.
That's lovely to hear. Thank you, Mrs. Cutler.
Oh, Dolores, please. When the master and mistress aren't around. You can have a cake, but they need to cool a little first.
Well, that's nice.
Hush, now, my girl. She'll earn it. Haven't you got work to be doing? She's a handful, that one. But I've known worse. I'm sure you'll whip her into shape.
It's my job to try.
Now, let me tell you about dinner. The master and mistress are fickle in their dining habits, as you'll soon discover. Unless we have guests, and we never have guests, they dispense with the opening courses entirely. I have, on occasion, managed to sneak some oysters onto the table. The mistress in particular will enjoy an oyster. As a rule, though, we have a main meat course and a dessert.
If that's what they want.
Well, exactly. I'm here to look after them, and it's always been so. Tonight we have curried lamb, the hotter the better, as far as Miss Clarissa, bless her heart, is concerned. She's never happier than when her food bites back. Followed by braised pears, which should at least prove soothing after the effect of the lamb.
I'm sure it would be delicious.
It will. If there's one thing I know how to do in life, it's cook. Everything else has rather passed me by.
Do we get many solas coming for cakes? I would have thought we were rather out of the way.
Well, it's a short enough walk to the village through the woods, but no, nobody troubles us here. I'll keep a few for the mistress. She does have a sweet tooth. But the rest I'll, you know, set out in the grounds.
In the grounds?
Along with the odd glass of sherry. That is the point of a soul cake, you know, my dear. They're a gift for the dead. Well, the living can get their own treats. You can be the exception. They should be cool enough by now. Just mind your tongue.
Oh, well, I don't normally. I mean, I'm not a great eater.
How can you be housekeeper unless you know your cook can do her job, eh? Eat one, or I shall be offended.
Oh, it's quite warm, actually.
Just blow on it.
Ooh. Very nice.
It was barely more than a rat's nibble. Get it down, you, my dear. You look like you need feeding up. You don't mind me saying.
Honestly, it's lovely.
It's all down to the spices. Plenty of ginger, cinnamon, nutmeg, and lots and lots of dried fruit. The dead like their treats, or so we're led to believe. I suppose you need something to cheer up your day when you're nothing but rotten things not done.
What a thought.
Oh, the dead are nothing to worry about. It's the living that worry me. Anyway, I've taken up enough of your time. We can have a proper chat in the morning.
Mm.
Why don't you go and see the room? Unpack, maybe even take a walk to the village. As I say, it's not far, not if you cut through the woods.
It would be nice to get an idea of where I am.
I'm sure you can find your way. Your room is certainly easy to direct you to. Just go to the stairs and keep climbing until you no longer can.
Thank you.
Hodder Hall, a huge building no longer cared for by the numbers of staff it needed. But I'm not one to refuse a challenge, whatever it took, however much work was needed. I would get this house on its feet again. Gloria had complained that Mr. Hodder's stuffed animals were hard to dust. Could only guess at her excuse for neglecting the rest of the house. Surfaces were thick with it. The abandoned rooms were mausoleums. Wardrobes and cupboards stacked high with old clothes, ornaments, and yet more stuffed animals, all turned greasy with dust. A house that hides its dirt behind closed doors. Perhaps all houses do in their own way. I might wish for more air in this place. The further I climb, the more it feels like I'm breathing in nothing but rot.
Hello?
Behind behind the closed doors, I hear things move. Not residents. I've yet to meet one of them, but I can't believe that I'm hearing Clarissa Hodder. Not unless she can be in all of the rooms at once. And not unless she's in the habit of scratching at walls with nails longer than they should be. But there's nothing, of course. If ghosts roam, they only do so in my head. As they have for the last few long months. Old prints on the wall show subjects more intimate and exotic than I'm used to in a house of this age and class. Not that I know where else some of them might hang. Subjects both human and beast, coupled together in anger or passion, it's impossible to tell. Maybe the artist saw no difference between the two. I'm hard to shock. I've lived long enough to know that the imagination can be a dark and perverse place. Still, the farmyard and boudoir are not places I should like to see mixed. Certainly the carnal results seem hardly worthy of celebration in brush and ink. More dirt hidden behind closed doors.
Hello? It's Mrs. Ellis, the new housekeeper.
Still nothing there.
Nothing. No. Nothing at all. And nothing out there either.
Because nothing that sounds so weighty, heavy enough to tear the threadbare carpet as it drags itself towards the room could possibly exist in a house like this. Nothing like that could exist anywhere.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
I can almost imagine it leaning into the room. Old skin stretched and cracked, splitting with effort. I can almost believe that stale earth I can smell, rather than the mustiness of a sealed room. I can almost believe it's about to touch me. I could turn around and prove it all a fantasy, but I won't. I won't know. I won't. What if I'm wrong?
Nothing!
Nothing.
Miss? You all right?
Yes. Yes, quite all right. And you are?
Benjamin, miss.
Benjamin.
A gardener. Well, I heard something moving, so I thought I'd best check.
Uh-huh.
Suppose it was you.
Yes, I suppose it was.
I have your trunk.
I can almost convince myself that's what I heard being dragged outside. Yes. Yes, almost.
Sorry, yes. That's very good of you.
Oh, I'll do as I'm told, miss. Take it up, shall I?
I'll help.
No need, miss.
Just keep doing as you're told, Benjamin.
As you wish, miss.
Thank you. Most kind.
Oh, no problem, miss. Anything else?
Oh, how do you find working here?
Sorry?
Well, as the new housekeeper, I'd like your thoughts.
It's work.
Mm-hmm.
The garden keeps me busy enough. Not that the master or the mistress want much doing with it. Miss Hodder likes things to be, well, wild.
Miss Hodder seems to be the one with the opinions in the house.
Well, Mr. Hodder doesn't really bother with things. He has his books.
So I saw. I've yet to meet Miss Hodder.
I'm sure she's somewhere.
Yes, most likely.
Is that everything?
No. Could you give me directions to the village?
The woods are dense and dark. In the summer, they'll be beautiful. In the winter, they just feel like a cage.
Come from the hall.
And you are?
Yeah, you come from there. Nowhere else back the way you've come.
I'm the housekeeper.
They already had one of those.
Well, now they have me. You still haven't told me who you are.
No, I haven't, have I? Rude, that.
No doubt the drink dulls your manners. I can smell your breath.
Gotta have something to keep out this cold, haven't you? Never known it so cold. Be hell of a winter.
I dare say. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Ah, no, no, hey. Not yet. You're not going there.
I'd advise you to let go of my arm.
Would you? You'd advise me?
Yes, I would.
Well, fair enough. There, I've taken your advice. But I'm finished talking to you yet.
If you can't bring yourself to give me your name, I've finished talking to you.
Douglas. Douglas Campbell. It's my wife's shoes you're trying to fill.
The old housekeeper. Well, I don't know anything about that.
No, nobody from the hall ever does. Fair riles me up.
Well, I'm sure she was let go with adequate reason.
Let go? Let go? Go where? That's what I want to know. One morning she walks to work, never comes home. Know nothing about that, do you?
No, I'm sorry, I only arrived today.
Oh, to take her job?
Well, if she's not here to perform it.
And whose fault is that, eh?
Certainly not mine.
Well, that's what you say.
It is, now if you'll excuse me.
Don't you turn your back
take
on
your
me!
Take your hands off me now!
Oh, more advice, is it? Maybe I'm not in the mood for it. Stupid bitch, I'll hurt you for that.
One more piece of advice, you stay down! You're too drunk to fight, and I will cripple you if you lay another finger on me!
Bitch. Stupid bitch.
Now, here you are, my lovelies. A little spice to blow away the cobwebs. I'll tell you to mind your teeth, but no doubt they're rotten already. Oh, hello, my dear. Did you come sniffing after my soles? I'm sure the dead can spare one or two. Just don't spoil your dinner.
Someone just tried to attack me in the woods.
Attack you?
Yes.
My goodness, are you all right?
Yes. He may have a black eye, however.
Oh, how wonderful. That'll teach him to mind who he picks on, eh? Here. Drink this.
The bastard's sherry. Hardly appropriate, surely.
Oh, hush. You need something to settle your nerves. Besides, it's only the sherry I use for cooking. I don't go throwing the good stuff away on a silly tradition.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on, let's get inside where it's warm.
His name was Douglas Campbell.
He always was a bad one.
He thinks I'm stealing his wife's job.
Well, that's just foolishness. We wouldn't have needed you if she hadn't left us in the lurch.
He seems confused on the subject. Claims she came to work one morning and then he never saw her again.
Well, none of us have. But we know where she went.
Really?
Anywhere he wasn't. Used to beat her. Everyone knew it. Finally, common sense prevailed and she ran away from him.
Mr. Campbell doesn't seem convinced his wife was simply left.
That's what never are. Too full of their own self-importance. Yeah. The idea that their wives might have the courage to leave never occurs to them. We had a little trouble with him. He came to the hall threatening all manner of nonsense. The police soon sent him on his way. Why didn't they just lock him up and keep him there, I don't know. Maybe his latest escapades will be enough to keep him behind bars.
If he's inclined to attack strangers, maybe that's the best place for him.
No doubt about it. Now, put it from your mind and we'll get everything ready for dinner.
It takes more than a surly drunk to put me off my stride for long. I make an attempt at restoring a little comfort to the dining room, ensuring a fire is lit, the surface is cleaned a little more thoroughly than is Gloria's custom, and finally, setting a rather grand mantel clock ticking again. Life returned to one room, at least.
Good evening, sir.
Ellis, I'm afraid my sister won't be joining me in the land of civility. She's asked for a plate to be taken to her room.
I'll see to it.
Just leave it outside the door. She's not strong enough for new faces, not today.
Very well.
ticking.
The clock had stopped. I wound it.
No. No, you shouldn't have done that. I can't abide clocks constantly ticking away, trying to break the day into pieces. Vile, vicious things, clocks. I'll eat in my room, too.
Right. Don't wind up the clocks.
Right, get out and don't come back.
Ugh. Damn the lot of you. Idiots to a man. Don't need to listen to them. What do they know? Cold. So damn cold. Why is it always so damn cold? All Hallows Eve. At least it's too cold for ghosts. Never dig through earth this frozen, eh? Break your bones, it would. Shatter them like chalk. Hello? Follow me, are you? Want to try your chances? Hearing things now, Douglas Campbell. Maybe I've had one too many. Hungry. Bit of food would help. Any soul cakes for Douglas? Dead don't need them. That'll do me. Drop a sherry too, is that? He's not one up. Not bad. Bit damp, but won't complain. Still there? Show yourself if you fancy a bloody nose! Christ! What are you?
Not as long as you remember him. Not as long as you keep him in your heart rather than the grave.
Be strong, girl. You can weather it.
Oh, love. I hope you're right.
And whenever it gets hard, I'll be here. Right behind you.
If only you were.
They're not right. Oh, help me! Someone! Locked! You can't lock the church, for God's sake! Open up! Let me in! Sentry! Oh, no! All right! You're not real! Can't be real!